Center in Accra will soon see a facelift. According to the director of the Center for National Culture, George Opong, the area is to be developed into a cultural village to attract more local and international investors. In this feature, Radio Ghana's Bismarck Adika takes a look at the contribution, challenges, and future of the Arts Center.
The Arts Center was established in the early 1950s. The center is virtually the tourist haven of Ghana when it comes to the arts and craft industry. It is located along the Professor John Evans Uta Mills High Street, adjacent to the Kwame Nkrumah Mausoleum. The center has in stock hand-woven kente cloth, wooden sculptures, fabrics, earrings, among others. There is an art gallery at the place, which sells prints and paintings at reasonable prices. The Accra Arts Center is exactly not a nice, big and orderly building, but rather a crowded area of vendors. The director of the Center for National Culture, George Opong, gives reasons behind the establishment of the Arts Center.
The reason why Arts Center was established was to serve the arts and culture needs of the nation, to preserve, develop a culture of Ghana in particular, but the whole nation culture at large, and also to commercialize our arts and culture needs of this nation. So to establish for that purpose, and at that time, within the 60s, that time was Arts Council of Ghana. It was operating from the office of the president. You see, then later it turned to be Arts Center. In all the regions were also established within their regional capitals. Because Arts Center was the headquarters of all the cultural centers of the nation. But later, when other regions were established, every region was supposed to take care of its own culture. Then later, around 1989, when the PNDC also came to power, we also established a law governing the culture of this nation. They made National Commission on Culture as their head office. So their head office and all the respective 10 regions were also created for the Centers for National Culture. And each center for each region is supposed to take care of their regional arts and culture, their peculiarities in that region.
It is, however, worrying that there is not enough investment into the creative arts industry. According to the Arts and Craft Dealers Association's disciplinary chairman, Osman Amadou, the association is not happy that the finished products of its members are rather highly patronized by foreigners than the local people. He attributed this to the perception that wood carvings are not to be patronized by believers. This is a myth that needs to be broken.
Who are those who have been buying?
Foreigners. They are the people who buy most from here. Foreigners, yeah. The local people, you know, very awake. The same very awake at all. One or two of them. If you even see a local person entering here buying, maybe have a visitor who is foreign, want to go back. You see, there's a certain belief that there is some sort of bad spirit in these items. To be local people here, that's why people normally don't buy.
What is the point?
No, it's not true. Because of the films that they've been watching on television, and then some churches also speak against that the things are in a bad spirit. That's why you normally don't see our local people buying.
You had a feature on the Arts Center put together by Bismarck.